We repair chassis and we repair containers. We have to document that the container or the chassis was actually damaged. And then we have to get a work order, repair it, and then document that we actually did the repair. We don't have these pictures pre and post. We don't get paid for the repair. The railroad says, nope, you didn't prove to us that it actually was damaged and that you actually did fix it. We will not get paid if we do not have those two pictures. This gives us the ability to have the mechanic have a device, sign into the device, take a picture of the container or chassis number, identify it there on site, and then document the damage, and it puts it in, you know, the same thing with the blockchain event, the time, place, and date, and it locks it in, so we have irrefutable proof that damage was there then. It didn't happen later, and we just took a picture of it. When we interchange pieces of equipment, it's actually changing liability and ownership of that piece of equipment, and whoever's in control of that piece of equipment is responsible for any damages that it might have that were not noted at the time of interchange. If it comes in and it's got a 6-inch cut on the side, and we take a picture of it, it proves that the cut was there, that it was there at that time and at that place, and in that location on the container. It proves all of those things, and it can't change, and it's all documented. Otherwise, if it just goes out into the yard and later we take a handheld camera or a camera on a phone and just take a picture of it, we have no documentation of when or where that is at. So we could falsify the damage, or we could falsify the time, or we could falsify, you know, all of these things that aren't documented. Whereas with the blockchain, it has to be that piece of equipment because we took a picture of the identifier. In the same series, we took a picture of the damage, and it puts the time and date in place and locks it. That's our insurance policy, so to speak.